Alaska Airlines announced this morning it's buying Virgin America in a deal worth $2.6 billion. It will turn Alaska into the fifth largest U.S. carrier. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, if any of the Virgin brand makes it onto Alaska's jets, passengers can expect a flashier ride.
Alaska CEO Brad Tilden says the deal will give Alaska Airlines valuable slots at New York airports and Reagan National in Washington, D.C. And, Tilden said in a phone call with financial analysts, it will expand the airline's ability to serve Californians traveling east.
So it's really valuable real estate, and it gives us a shot at being your go-to airline if you live anywhere up and down the West Coast.
Tilden did not offer specifics about the impact on Alaska-based passengers who are already heavily dependent on the airline.
There will be the added benefit, of course, for people that are loyal to the frequent flyer program.
Brett Snyder writes about the airline industry in his blog, crankyflyer.com.
They'll have more options, be able to, you know, do more through San Francisco, LA, and head east and things like that. But I don't really expect to see a ton of changes for people that are in Alaska itself.
Snyder says whenever there's a merger, consumers want the airlines to explain the practical effects, like how the two airlines will merge their frequent flyer programs and whether the seat amenities will change.
And the reality is these guys don't know. So they know that the numbers make sense. They've created a story from their perspective where the combined networks are going to work and this is going to help them grow and achieve their goals. But the specifics, we just don't know. And so these will be unveiled over time.
The airlines expect to win regulatory approval this year and begin operating as one carrier at the start of 2018. It will be a meeting of two very different brand personas. Alaska's all traditional and buttoned up. Snyder says Virgin, with mood lighting and rock music, is far cooler.
You know, Virgin, you feel like you're going to the club. Anytime I walk on a Virgin airplane, I kind of look like there should be a bouncer who's telling me I'm not allowed on.
Virgin, for instance, transformed the mundane safety briefing into a slick dance video.
So won't you buckle your seatbelt, put it on tight, and keep you in that chair until we turn off that light.
As a brand, Alaska Airlines will prevail. But the Alaska CEO also hinted that the Virgin image may live on in some form. Virgin brand founder Richard Branson says the consolidation is sad, but as a minority shareholder, he was unable to stop it. The sale does not affect the British carrier Virgin Atlantic, which is separate. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.